partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's finest educational website. Normally, we start the program with somebody from Kirtland Community College. Today, it's Matt Rice. Guys, that microphone is not going to hear a word you say, Matt. Please put it in your mouth. And, Matt, you brought a guest with you today.
Yes, I did. So joining me today is Rick Daniels. He's our team captain for our men's Firebird basketball team, and he's here to help me talk about kind of like wrapping up this season and a special announcement.
Rick, step up to the mic, brother. You're going to have to get used to this. So you're team captain, but you're a freshman, right?
Yes, sir.
So that's kind of interesting. You don't see. I know the team is all freshmen, right?
For the majority, yes. We have about two sophomores.
So. Okay. So, yeah, I've never heard of a freshman captain before. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk about your journey a little bit. I was talking to you in the hallway. You're from Miami, Florida. It's
a long way
to come to play basketball.
Yes, sir. So, you know, I'm originally from Miami, Florida, and the first time I heard of Kirtland was through our assistant coach, Coach Adam. You know, he's in the basketball game heavy, so he talked to a lot of coaches. And after my senior year, he was just trying to see what the best school would be for me, trying to help me out, and we figured out Kirtland is a great spot to be.
Well, you got to like the facilities.
Yes, I love it.
And Coach Finney is pretty dynamic. I know you guys had a rough beginning of the season, but to met a brand new basketball team out of nowhere,
yes,
I'd say you guys are all pretty pleased with the outcome.
Yes, we're not satisfied yet, though. You know, we got playoffs coming up. We're looking to win Tuesday.
So talk about that.
We played Mid Michigan, and honestly, it's going to be a hard-fought game, but I definitely think if we stick to the game plan that Coach Finney has in place, we can definitely pull out the upset.
Well, you guys play pressure defense and run a ton. Where's the game at? Is it here or?
So the location is yet to be set.
Okay.
Mid Michigan being a community college that doesn't have an event center themselves.
Oh, really?
You know, maybe it's a possibility they'll be coming to Kirtland. We'll just have to wait and see.
Or you could use that brand new bus. I saw we had that on social media, the Firebird bus.
Yep.
That had to be a little comfortable going.
More than a little.
So, Rick, it's not all about athletics, academics. What area of study are you taking at Kirtland?
Right now, I'm in the studies of science and arts.
Okay.
Yes. So right now, I'm doing most of my prereqs and things like that.
What do you look to in the future?
Honestly, I want to study journalism and, like, communications.
There's no money in it, man. as a long time, no, I'm just, I you know, there's a lot of different ways to communicate and learn about those things. So there's nothing wrong with being well-versed in a lot of different areas. The best thing about Kirtland is they have a lot of places to get practical education.
Yes, most definitely.
I know. Are you living with a family in town?
No, I stay in a motel, a local motel.
Yeah, I know the coach put a number of people up at the motel, and hopefully the dorms will be ready for you guys next year, which will be really cool being right on campus.
That'd be a good help.
So what do you think about Grayling?
It
couldn't be more different than Miami.
Yeah, it's extremely different. It's definitely a change of scene, but no complaints. It's different. I kind of like it, though. Quiet helps me focus.
We'll have to teach you how to fish or paddle, right, Matt? Matt, what else is going on? Well, how the ladies in? Is the ladies season over? Or are they in the playoffs as well?
The ladies season is over. You
okay.
know, it's kind of the same story. You know, this is the first time we've brought back basketball
program
in, you know, 4+ years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of rebuilding. It's a lot of growing pains. The boys, they had their fair share, too. Players coming in, players going out. But just like the boys, just like our men's team, we learned through those growing pains. So next season, I think we're going to have a lot of surprises for people.
Oh, I have no doubt. I mean, the team will be 1 year older. You never know who comes sliding into the program. The way college basketball is now with the transfer portal, guys not getting enough room to play who might have been, you know, D1 or D2 players. End up at Kirtland, especially when they see, you know, some success that's been having, Rick. And I know that's, you want to do the opposite thing, but, you know, get another year of experience and maybe move into a bigger program.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. Well, same thing happened to me long, long time ago before your dad was born. I ended up sitting on the bench at UCLA. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It wasn't.
So, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't play much, but the view was good.
I bet you saw quite the players go in and out of
there. Matt, anything else you want to bring up while you're here?
No, just, you know, if you're interested in curling, our spring, our summer and fall semester registration opens April 1st.
Okay.
So, it's, you know, it's not too late to learn a new skill, to be, if you're not a traditional student, if you're a traditional student, what have you. Curling has something for everybody.
And give your ringing endorsement, Rick, about, you know, you knew, you didn't know what you were getting into. So has the experience been a positive one?
Oh, it definitely has been a positive one. I wouldn't change a thing, honestly. I'm excited about this experience and what the future has in store for me. I'm just taking it one day at a time, head down, working hard.
Outstanding. Thanks for joining us. Best of luck, and go Firebirds. Let's get a win on Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having us.
All right. We'll bring that up to date, Matt, when we get the information. I know you'll post it on Facebook where that game is. The possibility that it's going to be at Kirtland would be awesome.
Absolutely.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas, Cupcakes, and Muffins, available exclusively in our green room or at Two River Deli in Grayling. Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne live in studio with Kim Morley, the owner of Pioneer Hills Marine. Kim, it's March.
It is. It's boat show time.
We have marched into March.
This is our favorite time, isn't it?
Yep.
See, this is 10 years for us.
10 years, the 10th anniversary boat show.
I know.
Where did the time go?
I'm not sure. I mean, we blink, it's here, so it's been great.
I could tell where the time went with Brandon now. What is 6'9"?
Yeah, he's definitely shot up there.
I remember when he was sitting on your lap doing radio interviews with me.
I don't think we could get him to do that anymore.
I don't think so either. Or maybe.
I don't know. By force, right?
Yep. So does it start today or tomorrow?
Okay. We start tomorrow, okay. Saturday 9 to 5, and then Sunday 10 to 3.
Right.
So that'll be good. All our reps will be there from each of the manufacturer lines, and, of course, Q100 on Saturday 11 to 1.
You'll be there with Joe Mama and the barbecuing and the...
Exactly. We'll have the Kogel hot dogs. Grilling, and it'll be good. Seth Kilborn will be there as well.
A little steel drum action.
Giving us a little summer feel for that. All the boats are on display. We've got the dock set up. We got a lot of new boats already. The 2023s are here, so that's great.
No, that's good. You have a new line this year.
We do have a new line. We brought on Smoker Craft, the fishing boat line for them. And so really well built.
Mm-hmm.
Great family-owned company since, I think, like 72 or something. So... You know, you and I have talked a lot about how we pick those manufacturers.
Right.
Obviously, how they pick us. It's got to be both ways. But it's really about those that have the same philosophy around their Smoker Craft family owned. We are.
Right.
They're really good about their quality. They service the reps and the people within their, you know, their dealers really well. So that helps us take care of customers. So
and we don't,
it's a great fit.
We don't talk about this that often, Pioneer Hills Marine is built on service. I mean, when Bill was working there, I mean, he was the service manager.
Exactly.
You didn't sell a lot of boats until you guys bought the business.
It definitely helps. I mean, the selling definitely helps the service, and service will always be a need. You know, whether you've bought a brand new boat, you always have to have maintenance, or whether or not you've got a used boat that you want to just keep maintained, storage and things like that. So it is really about, you know, getting that service when you need it.
Getting to know the customer. I mean, there's some places in northern Michigan that just pretty much rubber stamp your sales, bing, bang, boom. And, you know, we've been together for 10 years, and I've seen all your salespeople walk folks through the process. Mm-hmm. They come in thinking they want one boat. You ask them some questions, and then they end up with what they really wanted that they didn't even know they needed.
It's a big decision. You know, this is not something you have to have, right? You know, it's something you want. So to us, it's very important to find out what are your needs. Don't sell you something that's not going to work. Who wants to purchase a product and then go, I don't really like boating anymore. But the goal is to want you to stay in the boating industry, right? So we really do try to ask the right questions. Of course, if you want something and we've recommended it not, that's up to you, right? But we try to make sure it's the right boat for the right things that you want to do, and it performs well for you.
I don't think you've tried. I think you've succeeded. You're 10 years in. And
Thank you.
Well, they paid. That's exactly. I think I read it. Exactly.
Did we put that in the script or something? Well, I have to also say, because this is new this year as well, Barletta, which is our premier Bonchon line, one of the greatest out there, they have a brand new model that's come out. So it's they knew that the price of boats really have gone up over the years, obviously, all products have.
Yeah.
And they realized that there was still a strong market for people who need more of that price point boat, but yet still has all those same good quality features, like a power bimini top. Like, that should just be standard no matter what type of boat you get. And those type of standard features are on those Arias. So we really encourage people to come out and really take a look at it, because we do have some of those in stock right now.
Well, yeah, and you don't want to call it an economy line, but it's for the entry level people that want a boat that don't. I mean, you look at some boat prices now, and you're like,
exactly. Yeah. So this is great. We love it. It's got that Barletta feel, the doggy doors. It's got a lot of the same features that are just standard that are great as a starting boat. So.
And one last thing, I know you'll always have financing.
We do offer financing there as well. Absolutely.
You'll probably have Horizon Bank there.
Sometimes. It just depends. A lot of people do some of their own independent finances or their bank as well.
Yep.
So because we don't try to change those rates, we do exactly what the bank would offer anyway, even if you do it through us. So, we have, free parking. Why not? If you boat up here why would you not shop?
No, I hear you.
No parking, no admission. But you have to go to a big boat show, right?
Or the price of gas to get down to Novi. Why would you do that?
Exactly.
I couldn't agree more. So circle on your calendar tomorrow or Sunday at Pioneer Hills Marine. It's the boat show.
Thank you, JC.
Thank you, Kim. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at True River Deli here in Grayling. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne joined live in studio with Steve Bednar, who's the president of the Crawford Asabo Soccer Association. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing?
Good. So when does soccer season return?
Well, it depends when Mother Nature lets us, basically.
Yeah.
But the target date for my travel teams is probably end of March.
Okay.
And then my rec teams, the little guys, 1st of May. 1st of May. And we usually go to the middle of June.
What, do you have tryouts for the travel team, or do you have that essentially those picked already?
Well, we have, actually this year we're graced with 5 travel teams.
Wow.
They're going to be all over northern Michigan. We're going to have 2U10, which is the age group, 1-12, 1-14, and 1 high school team on the road. So we're going to be very busy this year. Biggest squad we ever had.
A couple of boys, couple of girls teams, I'm assuming?
They're co-ed.
Oh, all the teams are co-ed?
All teams are co-ed.
I did not know that for travel.
And they have, in this community, it's usually co-ed team because it's just we don't have enough kids involved. Okay, so we make it all co-ed, and we're part of the Northern Michigan Soccer Alliance, and we travel all over northern Michigan.
So that's why they call it travel.
That's true. What we're trying to do this spring is, because of situations in sports, all our board of directors are getting CPR certified this spring.
Oh, that's a smart idea.
And we're talking about making it, we're talking about all our coaches, okay, to get them CPR certified. And we are looking into an AED machine, too, okay?
Okay.
To have it on site, because it's...
Yeah, portable one that'll be at all the games.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be a good thing. And we're working with a young lady called Kristen Turner from the Frederick Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
Willing to work with us and with the CPR and the machine if we get it at the time. And we like to see that. We like safety's first for the kids.
Sure.
And it's for the parents and everybody else in the stands. So.
Well, you see those AED machines in all high school gyms now, and I think you're right. It's a great idea to have one on your athletic fields. Mm-hmm. Are you doing a fundraiser to try to?
Yes, we have a young lady, Heather Hager, going around town. Okay. We take now. We're asking a donation for our banner. You'll be on our list of people. And to donate, our project would be for the cost of the training for CPR and possibly the ADE machine down the line this fall. We're hoping to have that done by fall, if everything goes well. Okay. They're willing to work with us. Frederick Fire Department is willing to work with us to keep the machine updated and all that.
Yep.
Okay, and off-season to have them store it. So we stress safety first for the kids and coaching, and I need a ton of volunteers. That's all we are. That's all I have. So I have my email address that you have, ssbednar56@gmail.com. They can contact me anytime. And
Bednar, what was that? What was the number after that?
56@gmail.com.
All right.
We could use all kind of help. We're all volunteers. We've had up to, including travel, 18 to 19 teams out there. To juggle all that is quite extensive.
Yeah, so, and experience not necessary.
For coaching, no. We would be preferred.
No, I understand that, but I'm just talking about for volunteers.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. I mean, if you volunteer, trust me, we'll give
we'll
you something
find you something to do.
grass cutting and that and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then field maintenance. And
driving team, driving kids.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel good about it because you see these kids. I've been involved in programs for like 13 years. You see them go from age 5 to past the high school stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a good feeling.
Yeah. And but you are looking for coaches as well?
Yes, I am. I run the rec coaches. There's Andy Moore.
We know Andy.
Okay. he runs the travel teams.
Okay.
And he takes care of them, and I take care of the little ones. We start at the age of actually just over 3.
Right.
Okay, so sometimes they look like a jersey and a pair of cleats.
Oh, I've seen it. It's so cute.
So, but you can see them develop all the way through. And once we get done teaching them, okay, they go to the high school and farther past that. I've known kids go to college for soccer. So it's something to be, it's that good feeling about it.
Fantastic. Steve, once again, the email address is ssbednar, B-E-D-N-A-R, 56@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And if you see Heather out, you get a knock on the door, please be generous and support the youth soccer programs here in Crawford County.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne, live in studio with Joel Wilson, who is the brand new owner of Gray Rock Pub and Grub. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
We met you over at the diner a couple of days ago. How long have you had Gray Rock now?
Took over February 14th.
Okay.
A couple weeks.
Yeah. As I was talking to you, this is your first restaurant ownership, but you own a number of businesses.
Correct. I own Tree Busters and Stefan Bridge Party Store.
Uh-huh. One of the fun things that was neat when I was over at Gray Rock, you were telling me that you have a little bit of a cooking background, and your grandmother and your mom are all world-famous cooks.
Yeah, my grandmother, Joanne Murthew, was pretty known around the town for being a pretty good cook.
Well, I think you knew even before you bought Gray Rock that they have really good food.
Yes, sir.
So I know that was the first thing that you had in the back of your mind, is to keep that quality up and even improve it if we can.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. So talk about Gray Rock. Why would you recommend somebody to go there if they haven't been to Gray Rock?
Great atmosphere. The employees are top notch. That's one thing that I work towards when in the progress of purchasing it, is retaining the employees.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I've been in there, outstanding service. Good wait staff and cook staff, so that was a big focus for me, and the food is great.
There's also, an aspect of entertainment to Gray Rock. Are you just doing the karaoke? I know you got a comedian coming in.
Correct. March 9th, we have a comedian coming in. I forgot his name. But we have a comedian coming in, and it's $35, and comes with dinner. And then
and the comedy show, yeah.
Yep.
Of course, one of the things that I like best about Grey Rock is the playroom. You got the pool tables and the video games and everything else. So if you have young ones and you want to get away with your wife, you can shove them in that room there and still have like a date.
Yes, sir. We are looking to expand upon that.
Uh-huh.
We have two pool tables, air hockey, punching machine, a claw machine, and several little coin vending machines that kids are pretty interested in. My kids all flock right to that room as soon as we get there. So we're going to expand upon that to give more diversity in there as soon as we can.
The I did want to mention that this is a veteran-owned business. Joel, you served our country for 10 years.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So thank you for your service.
Thank you.
I know that's important to a lot of people around here, so if they didn't know that now, they do.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about? I know we're gonna be there on St. Paddy's Day.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be a blast.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. After you guys are going to be there from 3 to 5.
Yep.
We have
3:30 to 5.
3:30 to 5.
Yeah.
Then we have live DJ for the remainder of the night after
awesome.
You guys leave.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good time. We're going to have drink specials and
probably some food specials.
Corn beef, and cabbage. And then we're also, it's on Friday, so it's Friday Fish Fry.
Yep.
So we're going to be doing both. We're going to have the Friday Fish Fry, which is outstanding.
Yep.
I say it's the best in the town. And corn.
That's a bold statement. I can't
I'll
wait to try it.
I'll go after it.
Everybody takes a lot of pride in their fish fries, so
yes,
yeah.
Sir.
But you know, one of my favorite items on the Grey Rock menu is the fish tacos. So
yes,
yeah.
They are phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Yep.
So the brand new owner. Not much changed. I know you're going to do some refurbishing, straighten it up a little bit. And one of the things you and I talked about is maybe get a couple more TVs in there, turn it just a little bit more into a sports bar atmosphere.
Yes, I love sports. I'm a huge college football fan. Go Michigan. But I want to cater to that. I want to be able to have people in this town go out and watch a full game and have drink specials and appetizer specials during that time. That way you can get all your buddies together in one local watering hole.
No, I think it's a fantastic idea. And you got the NCAA tournament coming up, which is right in the middle of St. Patrick's Day. So great time to check out Grey Rock if you haven't been there. Get a little nibbles, get your game on, make sure your pool is protected.
Correct.
All right. Joel Wilson, new owner of Grey Rock Pub and Grub, thank you again for your service, and congratulations on purchasing the Grey Rock. I know it's in great hands.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas, Cupcakes, and Muffins, available exclusively here when you're a guest on Northern Focus. And welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Portions of this show were pre-recorded, but I am live in studio with Eric Batway. Eric, good morning. It's been a while since you and I crossed paths.
It has been a while.
Yeah.
Yep. It's good to be here, though.
Thank you. You're here about the Mike Whalen tribute race.
Correct.
Usually I have Gator in here, so I'm glad to have a new voice about it. That's happening Sunday.
This Sunday, right, at Hanson Hills. It's the 13th annual Mike Whalen tribute race. It's a fundraiser for the junior high ski race program, which is not funded by the school. So this is what keeps the kids on the hill and the program going.
Yeah, I know we had a good year this year. It's been a labor of love for a lot of people in this town.
It has. We have a great community sponsorship again this year. 57 businesses have graciously donated items for the silent auction or funds for the general race fund for the team. You bet.
When do we get started on Sunday?
Sunday registration starts at noon for us. Hanson Hills opens at 11. Race starts at 1:30, and the silent auction is immediately thereafter. You do not have to be a racer or in the ski program to come to the silent auction, and you should see some of the items this year. People need to show up. They'll be amazed.
And, you know, big gator wings.
How do we forget the gator wings?
I didn't forget them. I mean, I'm not crazy about the guy, but the wings are incredible.
Well, Dave does a lot for the program, but to sit there on the ski hill and smell the wings cooking and the smoke from the wings is unbelievable.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So it's a $30 entry fee.
For 19-year-olds and up, it is, and for 18 and under, it's only $10.
There you go. So two different categories for the racing.
For just the payment system, there's age groups from like the 70s and the 80s for first, second, and third medals, and then medals for the younger kids as well and high school kids too.
Yeah, I know we always like to get the word out on this. There's, like you said, there's a lot of support for it. But if you haven't done this before, like you said, don't have to be a skier.
Nope.
We'd like your part. In fact, we'd love to see some non-skiers.
Well, we would. The neat thing is we don't get ski meets here at Hanson Hills. So if you want to see a ski race with the Grayling kids that have done great throughout the year, this is your opportunity as well.
Yeah, they had a lot of kids do great in states this year, boys and girls.
Yep.
So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of competitive racing going on.
Give you a plug while you're sneezing on those results.
You.
We also had the 5th annual junior high state ski meet, and we had two Grayling girls. Nico Trebold got 3rd in the state, and Dakota Batway, my granddaughter, got 4th in the state. So to see the smiles on those kids and get those results from our little program here, unbelievable.
Well, that's just leads back to why we do this program, to generate the dollars, to keep the kids learning and racing and enjoying a sport that's for life.
For life, literally.
Yeah.
You ski your whole life.
You know, there's golf and skiing. That's it. And and some paddlers, right, Eric?
When your shoulders go, you can still ski. Yeah, and paddling, too.
Yeah. Eric Batway, thanks for joining us. And let's get everybody out to Hanson Hills on Sunday for the Mike Whalen Tribute Ski Race.
Thanks, JC.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College, goodies in the green room. Come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Brittany Bentley from Odawa Casino. And, Brittany, we are making way for the ladies every Saturday of the month, or the first Saturday of every month. Is that right?
Yeah, the first Saturday of every month, this Saturday the 4th, is our first one. We're super excited.
So tell us a little bit about, I mean, I know what Ladies' Night used to be like, but this looks like it's more like empowering ladies to have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be from 7 p.m. and go all the way until 1:30 a.m. We're going to do drink specials from 7 to 9. Ladies can get $2 off of their drinks. And then from 9 p.m. on, they can get $1 off. We're also going to have some drawings from 7 to 9. They can get an entry for every drink that they purchase. And then we're also going to have some pop-ups from local female-owned businesses. This time around, we have Snowdrum Creations, who, for all of, like, my crystal girlies, she sells really awesome crystals and rocks and, like, natural art and stuff from Mother Earth. She's very, very wonderful to work with. And then we also have Red Aspen, who does the dashing nails. So we're super excited. People can come in. They can shop. They can dance. You know, the music will kind of really get started at 9 p.m. We're going to have a DJ from 9 to 1:30. But other than that, just come in, have some drinks, do some shopping, get to know some other women-owned businesses in the area and stuff like that.
Yeah, or they could just slide out of Victories and play some slots or some table games, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's really cool. And if they want to make a full night of it, they also get some great food at Sage.
Yes, please do come in. We've got a ton of cool stuff going on. You know, we usually have some sort of promotion on the weekends or something fun to do. The businesses are also going to change every month. We've let them come in maybe a couple times, but this is going all the way through, I think, November right now, November or December. So we're going to have lots of different businesses. It's the first Saturday of every month, so come in and get to see all of the different cool businesses we have.
That is very cool. And since we're talking about Victories, I know J-Bo will be performing there on St. Patrick's Day.
Yep, we have that coming up as well. We have live entertainment in there every Friday, so it's usually free. We do have a couple special events coming up. I know we have the Queens on the 18th. And those are our Lucky Lady Drag Queens. It's going to be a ton of fun. That does have a cover charge on it, but I think it's only like $10.
Yeah, you know, those are all the rage now, the drag queen shows. I know they're a blast. So what date is that, Brittany? Do you know for the Queens?
That's March. Yeah, sorry, that's March 18th.
Oh, okay, the day after St. Paddy's Day. So a wild weekend coming up. But we really want to implore ladies in the area to head over to Victories inside of Odawa Casino this Saturday. It's going to be an amazing time, starting a new tradition at Odawa Casino.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And I'm sure all this is, everything's on the Odawa Casino website.
Of course, yep. You can head to odawacasino.com or check us out on Facebook as well. We post a lot of updates there. And on our Facebook page, we always have all of our events under our calendar where you can actually go in and RSVP and kind of get all the extra details there. And then Facebook will give you a reminder when the event's coming up so you don't miss anything fun.
Thank you so much, Brittany. Brittany Bentley joining us from Odawa Casino, above the ordinary. Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies and Green Room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with my old friend Crystal Fluette from the Bay Bread Company. Good morning, Crystal. How are you?
Hey, JC. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. How's the bread business?
It's awesome. It's awesome and loaded with carbs, which is great.
Complex good carbs, though.
Really good carbs. It's so funny. I said to my daughter last week, I'm like, you know, we're really lucky that we get to eat good bread. Because when you realize that the stuff that goes into bread, ours has no preservatives and stuff in it, and it's just good tasting bread.
Well,
and we're lucky.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have your bread, and then if you have to have, you know, somebody makes you a sandwich on store-bought loaf of, you know, white or rye bread, you're like, there's no flavor.
Yeah, there's no flavor, there's no comparison. And then you wonder, like, how long it sits on your countertop and isn't molding and, like, why it's not molding. You know what's in it? Because it's just got all those preservatives and stuff. So, yeah, bread business is great. Great enough, actually, that we are switching up our hours a little bit, and we are now going to be open on Saturdays, which is fun and exciting. And we're going to be starting it off this Saturday, and then our hours will switch to Tuesdays through Saturdays for a little more consistency for our customers.
How early do you open, Crystal?
We are open 7 a.m., and we'll be staying open now until 5 p.m., and that's Tuesday through Friday. And then on Saturdays, we're going to be open 8 to noon.
There you go. Well, you know,
yes.
I think that's – I know you weren't open on Saturday, but you think about all the people, like, you know – when you're having a dinner party or some people over, and then at the last minute, you're like, I need some great rolls, or I need this, and you know, because that can be the centerpiece of a meal.
Absolutely, and also those early morning sweet triggers where if you want to come get a cinnamon roll or sticky bun, we've got muffins and scones. And then this Saturday, to help us kick off our opening, we're going to have a Girl Scout cookie booth with us.
Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think Cheryl already has an order coming to you.
Thin Mints. Sell them out.
Oh, my goodness. I have the Facebook event posted on our Facebook page, and I had a woman actually say she wants a case of Thin Mints for Saturday. So I've got a case for you, sir.
How many boxes is in a case?
12.
Well, they're still good because they're best frozen, right?
Absolutely. And then mixing it in with some ice cream.
Or, yeah, a chocolate shake. Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
Yes. Yes. We're going to have the Girl Scouts with us on Saturday from 10 to 2. So you can come out and support them. It's actually my daughter's troop, so shameless little plug, you know, for Friends to Win, for those who remember her from way back when. Her Girl Scout troop is going to be here, and it's going to be a ton of fun. We're also going to be debuting our brand new Bay Bread biscuits and gravy.
Oh, God. I'm going to be in Detroit on Saturday. I'm so upset.
Oh, no. Yeah. My baker, it's his biscuit recipe, and we actually have another restaurant in town that started using our biscuits. It's brand new. We haven't had biscuits before, so we are launching our biscuits and gravy on Saturday as well.
Well, I know where Cheryl will be, because if there's anything that she loves more than Girl Scout cookies, it's biscuits and gravy.
Okay, good. Well, I'll be expecting to see her then.
All right. So that's it. Where is Bay Bread Company located, Crystal, if they don't know already?
Yes, we are located at 601 Randolph Street. It's at the corner of Maple and Randolph, and we're just kitty corner behind the Elk Lodge here in Traverse City.
There you go. Great, great. I'm so proud of you for turning this into such an incredible venture, and I know you guys are having a blast.
Thank you so much. We are. You know, it's different every day. And, I mean, the joy that comes in the door of people excited about bread and what they're having for dinner and what bread can go with it, it's just fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing.
There you go. Crystal, you do have a website. What's that address?
I do, yes. Baybreadco.com. You can also find us on all the social media, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Baybreadco.
All right, there you go. Join them this Saturday. They open at 8, and from 10 to 2, the Girl Scouts will be on hand. So you know what a great cause that is, and the only problem is your waistline. Thank you, Crystal.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Heather Nyhaus, who is the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce down in West Branch. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you, Jerry?
I'm good. So bring us the latest on what's happening in the thriving metropolis of West Branch.
Well, we always have all kinds of stuff going on, but we want to invite people out to, we have Chamber Connections. It's a breakfast networking coming up on Friday, March 10th, and it goes from 7 to 8 a.m. at West Branch District Library.
Okay. You're going to eat in the library?
Yeah, we're going to eat and network in the library.
I remember I used to get in trouble for eating in the library.
Yeah. And then we're going to jump into a business after hours, which is going to be on the third Thursday on March 16th. It goes from 4:30 to 6, and it's going to be a combo with two chamber members, 31 Realty and T.D. Johnson Forestry.
Okay,
and
you know,
they
Todd.
Are going to be giving away an iPad.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So where's that going to be?
This is going to be at, 2333 South M76 in West Branch at the new 31 Realty and T.D. Johnson Forestry place.
Oh, okay. So there, it's a lot of times you usually have it in a restaurant or something, even if a business is sponsoring it, but it's going to be right at their new business.
Yeah, it's going to be right at their new location, and we're going to be starting off the evening with a ribbon cutting at 4:30.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, we know Todd. He's a great guy and a great addition to the business community in West Branch.
Oh, good. Yes, he is. And 31 Realty, so it'll be a good business after hours.
Right. And then what you were telling me about, what is it, the Committee of 100?
Yes. So the West Branch Area Chamber of Commerce is hit a milestone of 100-plus years in our community. And we are looking for 100 people to commit to $100 by the 100th day of this year. And it goes all into the All Aboard Project, which is preserving the oldest standing building in West Branch, which is owned by the West Branch Area Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, really?
So,
yes.
So your oldest building in town is owned by the Chamber of Commerce. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we, yeah, so our All Aboard project, we have four phases, and we're in our last phase of it. And we are looking for, we're just looking for some more support. And if you are wanting to be a committee of 100 member, it is $100, and your name will be recognized all year long through 2023 on our website.
And give that a website address, because I know all the information we just talked about will be there so people can refer to it.
Yes, we have a lot of great information on our website, whether you're looking for events or just community happenings or things to do in our area. The website is www.wbacc.com or visitwestbranch.com.
WBACC.com or visitwestbranch.com. Yes, it's time to visit West Branch if you haven't been there in a while, and you've got a lot of great reasons to do so. Heather Niehaus from the West Branch Chamber of Commerce, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus, and let's get 100 people in. What's the slogan?
100 people by 100 days of the 100th year for the All Aboard Project.
The All Aboard Project. 100 people for the All Aboard Project. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli.